This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. You know, if you head up to the website, and I know, I say this every night, some of you are bored to death with it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address, right? If you give me your email address, I only send out one a week, and even that I've been screwing up lately. But we don't send them out every day. We don't beat your brains out and fill your mailbox up with crazy stuff. You know, so, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So head up to the website. You can give me your email address for the send our weekly email out. But you can also, if you want to get notices via text message that the show's starting and what's going on, you can send a TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. It's really that simple. So you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, or T-shirt. We have all kinds of stuff for sale to help keep the show rolling forward. You know, social media has, many of us, has clamped down on many conservatives. I mean, look, not just me, but some of the real biggies. Todd Starnes is taking, getting beat up. A whole bunch. Matt Walsh and many others, you know, are kept. A lot of us may do our livelihood from this kind of thing. Right? So, you really got to help out when you can and where you, pick one. Pick one show that you really like. Skip a lunch, $20-$25 a month, whatever, always helps. And notice I'm not saying, look, I'd love to have your money. But not just me. There's plenty of guys out there that are spewing the truth, they're trying to get their message out, and can't. So, you know what? Now, we'll do this one first. I'll do the other one later. We got Star Parker's going to join me maybe after the break, after the second break, or what have you. And, you know, she's got a tremendous story of her own. But not just that, she is fighting in the inner city on a regular basis to make sure true equality. I mean, she's a, don't tell anybody, she's an African-American Republican. Female. Oh, I forgot the female part. Yeah. Right? And she's a conservative. And she's fighting for equality for the African-American community and others, too. Right, real equality. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this story has been all over the place today, as well it should be. And it's all about the rich and famous. You know the ones that think that they shouldn't get a leg up, there should be equality across the board. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we hear this on a regular basis, right? The Democrats are always telling us that, you know, I love this, that the rich shouldn't have a leg up, that it should be equality across the board, that everybody should have a fair chance, an honest shot at going to school and getting jobs and things. I would get a kick out of it, too, because, you know, if you think about this, they get all this money, let them pay for college. Let them pay for their kids' college, but everybody should. All right, in Los Angeles today, a judge said that actress Felicity Huffman can be released on a $250,000 bond in a case in which she's accused of paying a bribe to secure her daughter's admission to college. A magistrate Tuesday ordered the Desperate Housewives star to restrict her travel to the continental U.S. Court documents say that Huffman paid $15,000 that she disguised as a charitable donation so her daughter could take part in a college entrance exam. Cheating scam. Wow. A cheating scam. No way. The document stated a cooperative witness met with Huffman and her husband, actor William Macy, at their Los Angeles home and explained to them that he controlled a testing center could have someone secretly change her daughter's answers. Wow. So they pay big money to help their daughters or their kids cheat to get into school or a school of their choice or a high-end school where, gee, us normal folk, we have to fight to get grants, fight to save money, fight to do well on the test. Where's the outrage there? You know, where's the hashtag equality there? So it's a joke. These people don't really mean this. You know that as well as I do. Most of my listeners, you're smart enough, you know this as well as I do. They don't want equality. They've never meant it. I've always said this. They don't want equality. They want control. Who does this unless they feel they're entitled to it? Right? I mean, even if you could cheat on something like this, would you do it? Just ask it. They feel like this is okay. They're entitled to this. This is no big deal. The news comes hours after it was revealed that Huffman and fellow Hollywood actress Lori Loughlin, I guess she's among the bold-faced names in a whole big list of who's who of the rich and powerful charged with this. This is going to start pouring out over the next few days. Don't you find all this, it's so hypocritical. Right, the Me Too movement. They were part of it. The left was part of this. Holly, please don't write me a nasty email telling me how wrong I am. Who runs Hollywood? The left. Who decides who gets in and who gets out into these movies? The left. The progressive left. And yet they're the ones that have the true casting couch. They're the ones that have been beating up on women for years, decades actually. And then the people around them that let them get away with it. And other actresses that let them get away with it. Really. Fake outrage. Self-righteous pieces of work. And you'll hear more of this when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Welcome back to another session. That's right, I think I'm going to start calling each segment a session. A session to sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Be with us, stay with us, get informed, get engaged, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening up there. A lot more than we need happening, but a lot happening up there. Stick with the show. Like I said, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your not-so-loved ones. Really, seriously, just a lot happening. A lot for you to keep up with. All right. Let's get back to it. Because the hypocrisy behind this is just as they say in German, wunderbar. Really, just wonderful, isn't it? It's they sit there from their podiums, from their shows, and they work the little things in the shows that you and I watch. Well, I don't watch them, but a lot of you watch them almost on a nightly basis, and you allow them to get away with this. And I say that because you allow them to get away with it because you'll watch their shows. When the shows don't get watched, guess what? They get canceled. Really that simple. So they sit up on their podiums and they tell you how to live your life. And, you know, on the shows, and they tell you that how to be, you know, you got to get rid of the cow farts. So, you know, you got to be vegetarians, and, you know, only because you can't hear the plants screaming or something like that. I don't know what the deal is. But you listen, you know, you listen to, you were listening to them on how you should vote, how you should live. And my joke, I know I insult some of you, they're actors and actresses. They lie for a living. They play somebody else. They take on the persona of somebody else. Don't you think they can turn that on and off at will? And then you've got them telling us about equality and how women aren't treated properly. The same women that are telling you that women aren't treated properly are the ones that just overlook the Me Too movement. They may have wore the badge. They may have wore the sticker or whatever they got. But when they knew people, they knew women that were being assaulted, they didn't say a word. When they themselves were assaulted, and as time went on, when they could have said something, when they had in my day, the moxie, right? When they had the power to say something, they still didn't. In the real world, they might have been an accomplice to what was going on to all those young actresses. It's just not right. And now we have what's going to come out to be many celebrities, many people with money, that are going to be accused of or somehow involved with bribing colleges or people at colleges to get their kids in. What are you teaching your kids? If I have stature, if I have money, if I'm a famous person, I can do and get away with anything. I can pay people off and make it happen. When did that become okay? And these are the same people that get up there and tell you how to vote, how to be righteous, how to have a moral values. I mean, if you know, God has put a plan in place that oxygen would keep you alive. Wouldn't it be great if he would put a plan in place when these Hollywood types hit the height of hypocrisy, they get hit with a lightning bolt? I think that would be exciting. You would see little piles of dust all over the place, and you wouldn't know who it was until they didn't show up for a movie call or something. Right? The documents state a cooperative witness met with Huffman and her husband. The news comes only hours after it was revealed that Huffman and fellow Hollywood actress Lori Loughlin are among the names. There's going to be a big list of names coming out. The actress, dressed in a black sweatshirt, glasses, and her hair pulled back in a ponytail, looked visibly tired in court. Of course, she's been nailed. Her lawyer argued that she should be released on her own recognizance because she's not the kind of person who's going to become an international fugitive over this matter. But the prosecution would accept it based on her net worth. Fox News has learned that Huffman and Macy have real estate assets well in excess of $20 million. And their stock portfolio is well over $4 million. Now, I don't have all the information, but it looks like there's going to be over 50 of these Hollywoodites that are listed in this fraud case. Flat-out fraud case. Macy, 69, also dressed in a gray jacket, blue jeans, took notes during his wife's hearing. He looked engaged and focused until she was released. The judge ruled that Giannulli will be released on $1 million bond, securing the couple's home as bond. Giannulli's attorney said that part of the reason they came to this agreement was the hopes that Loughlin, who was also indicted in the case, would receive the same bond deal as well. You know, again, you look at this stuff. I realize that people would do anything for their kids. I got it. But what are you teaching your kids? When you teach them that you're above the law, when you teach them that, you can buy your way into what you want, aren't you creating some of these turds that we see on a regular basis on television who think they can get away with anything? Isn't that what you're doing? When you start allowing your child to get away with small stuff, the big stuff becomes easy. It's not the big things. You know, I always love when a parent says to me, well, it's, you know, not like he robbed a bank. No, he's practicing. When he or she steals something out of the teacher's drawer, steals something out of a car, matter of fact, if one of your kids steals something out of your bedroom, they're practicing for the big one. You don't have to agree with that. Look at the numbers. Authorities said the parents would pay a predetermined amount to college entrance consultant William Rick Singer, who would then give the funds to coaches, right, or SAT and ACT administrators. Those are the entrance exams that kids have to take. The alleged fund amounts ranged from several thousand dollars to one as high as $6 million. Boy, you really want your kid to go to that college, don't you? The alleged fund amounts, the documents allege that Laughlin and her husband, Giannulli, agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, despite the fact that they did not participate in the crew at all. It made it look like they were involved and engaged. Right? And I'm not going to go through them all, because the story after story shows how some of these kids were, you know, listed as tennis amateurs, you know, doing really well at tennis, really well in sports, that allowed them to get the scholarships or get a leg up, maybe not the scholarship, but get a leg up to be able to get into these colleges they wanted to get to. And all you had to do was give money to somebody's favorite charity. It's just amazing. Joe Messina, your host, will be back with Star Parker after the break. Don't go far. Really, a lot more coming up.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi can agree to. That's impeaching the president. Pelosi said on Capitol Hill that she believes impeachment is divisive and that Congress should not go down that path. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News giving Pelosi some credit.
The president's done an incredible job in his first 2 years in office. The country is better than it's been in decades, and we're actually making progress on a number of fronts. I think it's time for other Democrats in Nancy Pelosi's party to get on board, start doing what they were elected to do.
The Department of Justice is charging more than 40 people in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involves paying up to $6 million for folks to place their children into elite universities. A few of the schools involved in the scandal include Texas, USC, and Georgetown. And regarding the bribes, we're hearing some parents paid $500,000. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Seriously, get involved, get engaged, do something. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, one of my old lines. But really do something. Anyway, I'm just excited to have, I don't have Star on enough with me. And I always appreciate it. When I see her out and about, I see her at events, it's like, what's wrong? Don't you like me? You know, I'm in the show anymore. It's like, God, I just forget. You know, seriously. Anyway, I hope you enjoy her as much as I do, and she's doing some great work in the inner cities. We're back. One of my favorite people to run into. I appreciate the emails that she sends out. I appreciate what she's doing out there. Star Parker's with me. She's an American syndicated columnist, Republican politician, author, and conservative political activist. Also, in 1995, she founded the Center for Urban Renewal and Education. Star, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was so good seeing you, and I'm glad to be on with you today.
Well, CPAC, you know, I always love going to CPAC for the young people. You know, I love seeing the energy of the young people, see what we have coming up and through the ranks, and seeing, you know, people like yourself and others that have influence on these young ones. We need a lot of good, solid influence, not the AOCs of the world, you know? You know what I'm saying?
She's influencing, all right. I call her Evita. Because remember, if the stage play Evita, when the commies took over down there in Argentina, and Evita was a popular one with all the poor people. She was supposed to be their spokesperson, but she was not on their side, not when it really came to ideas.
Right.
Everything that was determined would be best for them would actually crush them. And when you start looking at the poverty rates in Cortez's district, when you start looking at the lack of home ownership in her district and the despair in her district, I'm one here in Washington that thinks that she should be going and trying to fix the community that sent her to Washington instead of trying to lecture the rest of us about what we should be doing as a society.
Yeah, interesting enough, she grew up with money. She went to a really nice high school. She went to a great college. And, I was joking. I found out recently that her nickname, and not her nickname, but the name she went by in college was Sandy. I mean, I don't think Sandy is, you know, very Hispanic or what have you. A big difference of what she goes by today.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, people get nicknames for a variety of reasons, and her Latina heritage I don't want to go after, but I do think that if she's going to be the spokesperson for how to fix that wealth gap, which seems to be her issue, or, you know, make the society pure, then you would start in your own district, the 650,000 people that you represent in Washington. We're a country of 320 million people, so the nation is organized in congressional districts, and Congress people come here to Washington to govern on their behalf, not to come and try to tear apart the rest of the country to fix to your pipe dream. And even in our Latino heritage, when you think about Puerto Rico, it has challenges. It's already tried most of the ideas that she's now proposing for the rest of us, and it doesn't work. And now this new lie that Ronald Reagan was a racist, she needs to be quieted because he's far from being a racist. In fact, not only did he give us King Day, he's the one that signed into law Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and he has a long history of tremendous relationship with the black community, as well as wanted statehood for her native place. So I just get into the place where I'm ignoring Evita because she just doesn't represent me.
Well,
she's not my congresswoman.
No, I hear you, but you know, you got a whole bunch of young freshmen now that have showed up to start making laws, if you would. And, you know, they get a lot of fame, and she's one of them. She got a lot of fame hard and fast. And I don't care who you are, even if you're well-grounded, it goes to your head, and you have to work hard at it. But I see her out there. I see her about. I also see Congresswoman Omar out and about. She's actually, she's got some support going on now. I mean, the fact that they didn't call her out on what she said the other day and with anti-Semitism, the resolution, it shows me that they're allowing these. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's going to have a flat spot on her forehead from slamming her head against the desk with these people. Don't you think?
We're seeing now with Speaker Pelosi's statement that we're taking impeachment off of the table, that she's trying to regain her authority. She's starting to realize that these three loud mouths that have come into her caucus will destroy the Democrat Party if she doesn't bring it closer to home. They are not the only ones that won. In fact, half of the new leadership in Washington on the Democrat side came from what you might call moderate districts, including the district that I actually live in. So they are becoming very nervous with all of this talk and with all of this national fame that these few have. They know that they have an election to win in 2020, and these three might not even survive their reelections. Who knows? They might, because they come from such gerrymandered districts. But that said, the rest of the Congress is not going to allow three to rule over them. They won't get anything through, and in particular through the Senate. Anything squeaks through there, it'll be vetoed by the president. We all know that. So it's just a bunch of noise. It's just noise. But it makes good for headlines, and it makes good for us to talk about. And I think, especially as those of us that work with Fox, we're having a good time just constantly pointing out her flaws. And it does give us, Joe, an opportunity to talk about capitalism again, the beauty of capitalism, and how profit is good. It's the engine for tomorrow. It's how we create jobs. And just the fact that Cortez couldn't even define it to talk. How do you talk about socialism and not know that that system of government has an opposition, which is called capitalism? And capitalism in every country that embraces it is a very prosperous and free country. And the people, even the weakest in that country, actually have much more than the people that live in these socialist and or dictator type of governments. So I'm glad we're at least having that discussion.
Well, Star, look.
Point out to that younger millennial generation the benefits and beauty of capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem, though. We have dumbed down education in this country. You know, and I'm in education. I'm telling you, we've dumbed it down. When you look at the young people here and what they believe socialism to be, most young kids think that socialism is simply taking care of other people, making sure that, you know, we've got programs for the elderly. We have programs that will help people move forward. We already have those, and they're funded under capitalism. They don't get funded under socialism. With socialism, you get a roll of toilet paper every 2 weeks for a family of four. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people need to understand that that's the reality behind it. But again, when you talk to some of these young kids who honestly believe or been taught that socialism is good because it allows us to take care of other people, I think it all has to do with our education system. That's my personal opinion.
You're right. It does, but and thank God that we have capitalism to the degree that you had a capitalist to discover Google and how we can now find out everything that we want to do. And we can even have dictionaries now because of capitalism, so we can actually now look up the word and find out what does socialism really mean. So ignorance is no longer an excuse for the Gen Zs who pretend that they know everything about the world and or these millennials like we're or Cortez might find herself and then get into trouble stumbling over when someone says, how do you define a particular thing? She would have been better off just pulling out her phone and saying, let me look it up and then read it from the dictionary.
Yeah.
But I am glad we're having these discussions as a nation because that generation of young people that are between 24 and 30 have been taught in these government-controlled schools, union-controlled schools, so they have a limited understanding of these types of issues.
Now, you've got, you know, Star has got, again, we're going to play the rest of this on the other side of the break, but, you know, Star has been very involved in the inner city. When I talk about education, I realize this education, the schools, these districts out there that have teachers that care, that have teachers that are working with the kids and helping the kids move through. But we're seeing more and more the ignorance level among these young children. And I say young children because, you know, they're coming out of high schools. They don't know the basics of our history. Right? We see this all the time. I play clips about this on a regular basis. So we're going to have to find a way. Again, I know you're tired of me getting on some of you, but as uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers, sisters, grandmas, grandpas, we need to be telling our kids real history. We need to be showing them the reality, you know, of how this country came about. And they don't know that. That's why they think socialism is so great. It was tried here. It lost. It blew it like it does every place else on the face of the planet. Joe Mazzini, your host, Star Parker will be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list.
With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Come on, let you get some. I'll let you get it out of your system. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, when I was talking to Star in the last segment, one of the things I brought up was the fact that AOC was known as Sandy. And I guess my point, no, I'm not taking a swipe at her heritage. But my point is, if you're proud of who you are, why use Sandy? Stick with your name. Why is it all of a sudden, right, that you're proud of your name? Why weren't you like that in school? I, just saying. You know what I mean? You've got a program out there, or you've got a media event out there where you're calling for Congresswoman Omar's resignation. And let me just start off with, I 100% agree with you. This kind of mindset, this kind of conversation should not be happening. She should not be. Well, anti-Semitism is never something we should cover over. But quickly, what I want to say is,
well, let me stop you there. I'm sorry, but that email should not have gone out. No, that was a mistake out of our office. We are not going in her district to ask for her resignation. We are going in her district to inform the clergy there about some of the things that she's doing here in Washington and why those of us in Washington are concerned. We're going in there to talk about the BDS movement. We're going in there to talk about some of the things that are being done at the UN. But we do not believe that we should go in and ask for her resignation. Okay. We have a process for that, right. And that process is through elections. That email should not have gone out of our office. So sorry.
And you know what? But I was going to say to you, which is really funny, we are on the same, because I was telling people, look, we have a representative government. People sent her, people in her area sent her to government. So what we need to do is you need to make it, get her off of some of these committees that she's on. You need to make her no effect is what you really need to do.
Well, we do take that position that she should leave the Foreign Relations Committee. Now, getting back to your point about the districts, that's absolutely true, that these districts are about 650,000 people apiece. That's what our congressional districts are. But these girls that we're talking about, or young women, have come to Washington with about 120,000 votes.
Yeah.
Well, our job is at CURE is to go in there and find another 120,000 people, 121,000 people who might not think that that's the representation that they want and might want to rethink it in 2020. But we believe in open election, fair election, and the people there just need to get a little bit more information, in particular when it comes to Omar, because Congresswoman Omar ran on a different story to get elected. And now people are finding out that she has this embedded hatred toward Israel and hatred toward Jews based on perhaps her religion and or based on her own just personal animosities. But we know that there's just no place for this in government. There's no place for this in on these committees. So we would her constituents informed about that.
Okay, so we're wrapping it up here. Tell my listeners what CURE is. What is CURE all about, and how can they help you?
Well, CURE is the Center for Urban Renewal and Education. So we address issues of race, culture, poverty from a Judeo-Christian perspective. We are a policy institute, a think tank, and so we have three programs. We do a policy program, a media program, and a clergy program, getting the message into communities like Omar and others that are hard hit by poverty. And the message there is that the answer to poverty is freedom and personal responsibility. It's not a welfare state. So our job in law is to try to reverse some of the damage of the welfare policies that came out of the 60s. Our website is urbancure.org for anyone that wants any more information about us. But we are right here in Washington, D.C., trying to change law so we can help people's lives.
God bless you, Star. I go back there every year for a week, and that is enough for me for the next 11 and a half months. Anyway, thanks for what you do. I really appreciate it.
Make sure you come visit us the next time you're in town, and I appreciate you as well.
All right. Thank you, Star. Yeah, you know, Star Parker, and you got to go check out the website. Check out what she's doing. You simply just Google her. You know, I mean, I always love that. Just Google her. You'll find out all about her organization and what they're doing and what they're trying to do to make life better in the inner city for these kids. And again, she's in it. I tell people that, you know, she's in it on a daily basis. So don't tell me I don't have a right to speak to it. Don't tell me that, you know, I don't know what's going on. Unlike some of you, and I get a kick out of people say, well, you can't talk about gay situations. You can't talk about because you're not black, you're not gay, you're not this, you're not that. I'm a human being. I've been through some stuff myself in my life. It's none of your business exactly what they are. And when I talk to people, as you can see, some of my conversations are pretty raw, pretty, you know, I don't hide any punches. But my attitude is, unless you ask the direct questions, unless you really, you know, I can remember even some of you years ago almost having a heart attack because I was doing a show on racism. I had a Hispanic guy and a black guy in the in the studio. And I, you know, I'll find that show. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But anyway, the bottom line with it was, we're flat out asking questions. You know, as a black man, do you feel this? As a Hispanic guy, do you feel this? Do you really feel that we're all, you know, I mean, just why do you say this about yourself? Hey, you, why do you use the N-word? Why is it okay if you use the N-word and we can't? Is it a term of endearment? Is it a nasty, because if it's a nasty word, it's like with women. You know, the C-word is the worst word known to mankind, apparently. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just simply making the statement. And when they call each other the word, it seems to be okay. And I don't mean like funny okay. I mean, they kind of get away with it. But if a guy does it, it's the end of the world. It's like we have these levels of justification for things that happen. Right there, you know. And the more and more you look at what's going on around us and how the young people, and yes, the young people do it more, and it's because the older folks allowed them to do it, kind of egg them on. It's almost like we justify, we make justifications, we allow them to justify why they stole something, why they said something a certain way. Doesn't make any sense. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I also get a kick out of him just touching on things all over the place. Mike Tyson came out today and said he wouldn't let his kids hang out with Michael Jackson. Why is it that all of a sudden, this is my irritant, okay? Why is it all of a sudden that people on the left are now coming out and talking about some of Michael Jackson's issues? See, I don't know. You know, he went to court, was acquitted, and all that fun stuff. But why is it all of a sudden they're coming out saying, yes, I know there was an issue? What hypocrites are we that we're not even willing to protect our children? Seriously? Against the Michael Jackson type? And I don't know what he did or didn't do. But when you have the Huffington Post and others on the left that are writing questionable articles, questioning whether Michael Jackson was guilty of the things that he was accused of doing, whether you should leave your kids alone with him or not. I mean, where was that when Michael Jackson was alive? Where was that during the court cases? I'm thoroughly confused. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The next hour, I'm going to take on a couple of things. I had an issue happen where we found out some people, there was a teacher that was going off and telling the social studies class, right, current events, that they wanted the kids to write about something in particular, and said, I'm trying not to give away too much here because my local listeners will know who and where I'm talking about. But the bottom line was they told them point blank that they couldn't use Fox News because Fox News was not really a news source. And that it was a fake news source. This was in a classroom. And I love this because what I would love to do, I would love to arm every young conservative kid with the 82 things that CNN has been caught, boldly caught, blatantly caught in lies. Editing video. Editing stories. Cutting out what somebody said. Because it was going to make President Trump or somebody along those lines look good. But I guess it's okay. See, it's this mantra that they've now changed, that they're now doing on a regular basis. It is okay to lie. It's okay to skew the truth as long as it fits your narrative, as long as it makes your issue look good, as long as you can get the point across. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And remember, I want you to get with a friend. Call a friend. Send a friend a link to the show. Get them listening in the second hour. David Beagle is going to join me. And David wrote a book, Devil at Our Doorstep. It's his fight with the SEIU. Spent over $1 million of his own money fighting the SEIU. Not because he didn't want the union in his office, but mostly because he wanted the people to vote for it, and he didn't want it shoved down their throats. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. More coming up in the next hour.